My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, this is nice. Yeah, it's Noel.
Yeah, it's Noel. Yeah,
okay,
man.
Sorry, Noel. You need to jump in and just shut me up. Just shut me up. She'd like some Teamsters too, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pro union, so I was just going to let you all.
There you go. All right. Go ahead.
All right. So we are switching in the NBA with free agency. People are everywhere. It's just switch. I woke up and people were in new places. That was a 6-team trade, y'all. Six.
Saw that.
Teams.
Yeah.
The Mavs get Klay Thompson and a 2025 second round pick. The T-Wolves get a 2025 second round pick, a 2031 second round pick, and some cash. The Warriors get Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield. That's a win for them. The Nuggets get some cash. The Hornets get Josh Green, Reggie Jackson, a second round pick in 2029 and in 2030. And the 76ers get a second round pick in 2031. That was a lot.
Yeah. None of those other than, where'd you start with?
Klay Thompson with the Mavs.
We knew that was happening. We knew about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we knew that was happening. So.
Yeah, all that other stuff is conversation, though.
I kind of like what the Warriors get back, considering how strong their bench usually is. Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield are some good pieces. I don't know how the Hornets make this trade and don't get those two pieces, but hey.
Question.
I'm glad they didn't.
But the Warriors go for a chip. They should do everything they can, knowing what you have out east, knowing that you out west. And also knowing that there's a shelf life to the main superstar on the team. He got a year left on his after this next season. And then also Steve Kerr. So they just kind of meander their way through the next couple of years. Draymond's also stuck there. But, you know, they're not going to get rid of his contract. And I doubt anybody's going to take it. So my question is, do they just sort of, you know, be Golden State out there in the West and kind of look forward to being able to retool after Steph and the coach is gone?
I think they're trying to, like, best of both worlds it as much as possible. Try to get the most out of Steph as you can, but also knowing that that is coming to an end and you have to look towards your future. I kind of feel like that's where Golden State is. And getting rid of Klay is like the first domino for that.
Well, he didn't sign. He didn't get rid of him so much as, you know.
Okay, well, moving on. We'll
moving
put it that
on
way.
From
moving
him,
on.
Which is what's going to happen with Steph, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he ain't going to.
It's just going to happen. It's just natural. Either they're going to move on from you or you're going to move on from them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious what these next couple of years are going to look like. It's almost like a lame duck presidency.
Because you
can't really do nothing, but, you know, you guys still getting paid. And so, you know, go on out there and we remember what you were.
And to me, that's how these situations always end. Like, if you draft well, your reward for that outside of championships and a bunch of jersey sales is an expensive, messy ending.
Has it really been messy, though? I mean, consider, this is not the Bulls. We use that as the gold standard. As a
I mean, no,
ending.
It's not Bulls
people
level.
People are disappointed Klay didn't stay, and you're hearing now about conversations that took place or didn't take place between him and the organization. He wasn't, I don't see what happened with him messy. I don't know.
To a degree, but it's not the capital of mess. Like D-Wade, like how D-Wade left the Heat. It was a little
there
messy.
There you go. That was more... Messy. Shaq leaving the Lakers.
Yeah. Oh,
was messy.
Yeah. That was, yeah. Shaq leaving Orlando.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Jerry West was waiting for him in a hotel down there.
I mean, he was. I mean, that was Orlando's bag to fumble, and they did.
Exactly. And they thought they still had a game. He's not working tons of
money. Y'all crazy.
But that Shaq leaving L.A. was a deal. And then he said what he said about Kobe on the way out.
I mean, that went the way that it went. I mean, that went the way that it went. We all know how that went.
That's why I don't think that what's going on with Golden State is equal.
I mean, it's not to that level because it's not as noisy, right? Like, even the things that's coming out about Klay is that a lot of the drama and the passive-aggressiveness he caused was just that, like passive-aggressive tension in the locker room and in conversations. Like, that's the stuff that's coming out now. And so with that being the case, like, you're not going to hear a whole lot. It really sounds like what you've heard from Klay the past 5 years in the media. Like, he'll drop little passive-aggressive nuggets on things, but he's not going to come out and say, I have this problem with this, that, and the other. And it sounds like that's how he's leaving Golden State.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah.
So it's not media messy, no, but you can kind of see what was going on in Golden State.
Information in the Bay. And again, it ain't, like I said, that knucklehead stuff that happened out there with Brooklyn and Durant and Kyrie and Harden and all that.
I mean, the big three philosophy to me is a big gamble. Like, we going to Vegas and we shaking dice and we throwing it on the crap table. I feel the same way about the tanking draft. Theory. Oh, okay. We're rolling dice, and has it worked out for Philly yet? And that was the number one proponent of the tanking draft.
But didn't we talk about this too? There's superstars, and then there's the right kind of superstars.
I agree.
For those things, you got to have that right dude who understands his role, albeit still being a superstar.
I agree 100%. It's all about, to me, every sport is all about fit, but basketball probably more so than other, because you have one to three main pieces that everybody else has to fit around. Those one to three main pieces are not gonna win you a championship.
I think the type of superstar that has been missing with these big three, the ones that haven't worked, and he's older now, but what you wanted and what you needed amongst those three was a younger Chris Paul. Because he knew his role as the point guard. If he was strictly the point guard, mm-hmm, and did what he did, but then still had all the other game, you know, mm-hmm, the skill set. But he knew when to use it.
Well, and that's why people feel like the Clippers also fumbled a bag not being able to put a team around him and Blake Griffin.
Oh, back when? He was still Chris Paul. Yeah, right.
Right, yeah. And now that Paul George has left, you fumbled another bag. You tried to put another big three or four together, and that's breaking up now.
How do you feel about Kyrie, though? I mean, about Kawhi. And getting the chip the way he did in Toronto, leaving San Antonio. What'd you say?
I knew he was going to leave the Raptors. The San Antonio thing was weird. It was weird the whole way with, mm-hmm, him and Pop and the injury and the not injury. And it was weird the whole way. The Raptors, I knew for a fact he was going to get the ring and run. Even that press conference after they won, it was very much, yeah, they have a lot they can build on because I'm out. But he just skipped the last part. And he was like, yeah, they have a lot to build on. You know, this is great for them. And it was very much them and they over there because I'm going to be over here type deal. Like Magic Johnson, I ain't gonna be there. That was Kawhi.
And if you follow the Clippers when he landed there, how you feeling about now when you look back at his time there and the superstar that you were supposed to get? Because we've seen superstars play through injuries. That's been the thing.
Yeah.
And it's also been the thing about this dude is he is healthy right up to the time he puts his name on that contract.
Yeah, and then all bets are off.
Different times. Yes.
That's somebody that's figured out, you know, I don't have to be demonstrous or do any other things to get out of here. I'll just sit here while y'all pay me with this injury, and then we'll go from there.
Wow.
It's not fair to have that stance.
No, it's not.
You can't draw any other conclusion.
It's not fair, but we're only looking at the sample size of how long we've seen this go on, and we've seen this go on now with three different franchises, and this, that, and the third. Because Toronto was definitely a stopgap. It was like, this is where I can get to get out of San Antonio. So I'm going to make the most of this and then get to L.A., which is he got everything he wanted, but I don't think L.A. got their return.
Man, and it could have gone just the other way up in Toronto, too. If he don't hit that shot over Joel Embiid,
that
thing bounces 18 times and goes in, and he wins. I mean, it's that's what makes sports great. It's the unknown. You cannot script stuff like that.
It make you sick. Like Julian Edelman catching the ball on his thighs, it make you sick. Joel Embiid still waking up at night in cold sweats thinking about that pop around the rim drop.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an excellent. It's iconic, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That photo, the right shot and the ball up in the air and it almost dropping down and Joel Embiid looking with his mouth open, eyes as wide as possible.
You want to get that. That's one of those sports pick posters or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You want it autographed.
Yeah, 100%.
And you know,
if you're not, you know, if you don't have beef with Kawhi. Because that's kind of where the NBA world is. It's like if you're not attached to Kawhi as like a member of your team, then he's great to watch. Kawhi's great. But, you know, if you're a Clippers fan or a Raptors fan, you know, you might be a little salty. The Raptors for leaving.
Yeah.
The Clippers for, you know, not really achieving much while you're here. San Antonio, you probably got the most out of it. You probably got what you were going to get.
Other than hockey, how many Canadian championships are there in the sports that we play here? You got two in baseball.
Yeah.
You got one
basketball. You can't have one in football.
Can't have one in football. So three?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah, because we don't count, you know, Canadian Football League, and they don't play it down here, right?
Yeah.
Although we take some of your players.
They did for a time. For a time, there was a team in Baltimore.
Really?
When the Colts first left, they had a Canadian football
team. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Canada's got three championships.
Well, starting next season, they have a shot at a WNBA championship.
How about that?
Yeah, there you
in
go.
In theory, they have a shot. I can't wait to pick a name and a color scheme.
Yeah, really.
And a mascot.
All those things they got to do.
That'll be nice. Right now, it's just
you figure
Toronto.
For sure, you figure for sure they're going to get a mascot.
Well.
Toronto's a blue. It's going to be some kind of blue.
If you're looking at what the Liberty have and how they're capitalizing on it, then I think if you jump in, you might want to jump in 10 toes down. But I could be wrong. But I feel like, you know, if you want to jump in, you know, jump in 10 toes in and, you know, do it.
Yeah.
Us lay Americans here, what would we name a Canadian team, a new Canadian team? Toronto. Excuse me. First of all, I got to say it right. Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto.
So what would it be? I don't know enough about that. I know it's a beautiful city. I know it's one of the cleanest ones in North America,
you know,
period.
It could be something to do with the TV and film industry, like here.
No, it's not like Vancouver.
You know,
Vancouver's the one.
Toronto's got a lot of
stuff.
Yeah,
it's got some stuff going on.
Got a lot of stuff
going
on.
I just wonder what you name that team. But anyway, as you work out the color scheme and the name and all that, what else got on your mind?
And the mascot.
And the mascot. What they going to call himself?
We don't know yet.
Are we even at the?
They have no name, no color scheme, no definitive location in Toronto.
Yeah.
We have a plan and a dream, but I'm excited.
Speaking of dream, they're playing today 1 o'clock.
Today at nice. 1 o'clock.
And the news with Jordan Canada is
man. They talking about indefinitely for Jordan Canada and
that
right finger injury. So we got three games. We saw. A nice bright spot of what they were waiting to get, and now we'll have to wait longer as she joins Ariel Power and Howard on the injury list. And Cheyenne Parker-Tyus is a question.
Whoa.
Yeah, I believe hamstring, I want to say. But Cheyenne Parker-Tyus is questionable coming off the bench.
Wow.
Which is crazy because I'm finally starting to see the vision of Cheyenne on the bench because you're really seeing what I think we're starting to see what Coach was seeing and putting Nia and Nas in more of a starting lineup and giving them more minutes. And I think Cheyenne is giving a more of a spark off the bench, especially with Ariel being out. So you were just starting to kind of see the vision for Cheyenne off the bench, and now you won't have Cheyenne either.
We hope she gets to play. We hope we get some at least more three-point shots. I mean, you know, Coach T was pleased with the way they went to the inside last game. Goodness, you got to at least take some. You only had six attempts, and you turned the ball over 28 times.
Yeah, the turnovers have been the story of the season. So I kind of need them to get like Paul Westhead and kind of put the ball up as soon as you can. Just run and get the ball up and get as many shots as possible.
Your defense be damned, right? If you're going to do a Paul Westhead way.
I mean,
well, no, they have play defense, but I mean, 28 turnovers.
Turnovers, yeah. And a lot of the turnovers are self-inflicted. They're not really super defensive. So they got to clean up some of that. And I feel like Alicia missed a couple shots, close shots early, and she kind of went away from taking as many three probably usually would. So playing a Connecticut Sun, you might have to let him fly today, Big Leash.
Yeah, and as far as the next game that we have for you, Dream versus Vegas, that tip-off is Friday at 7:30. So if you can't get in front of a TV, we will have that game for you right here.
Whatever happened to that 100 grand?
That's a good question. Did we ever get any definitive question about
whatever happened
to the WNBA's investigation? I mean, because we know what Vegas has. They waiting on the WNBA to figure out what they're going to do.
It ain't going to be made public. We'll put it that way, because the IRS is always listening.
Well, I mean, you know.
They ain't going to make it public. Though. They just won't. Would you want to know? Would you want people to know that somebody slipped you $100 grand?
They weren't slipping it to them. They were saying because you play here and you're going to give something that people come to town to see in addition to other stuff here in Vegas. People will come to town to see this team. That's this championship
team. I didn't say illegally. I said just slip you $100 grand.
Just slip you $100 grand.
IRS is going to give you, they're going to be looking at you.
Just slip you $100 grand.
Yeah. Slip you $100 grand.
What Greg's saying is don't go on MTV Cribs if you know you behind on your taxes. That's what Greg's saying.
Thank you. If you got to wait for me MTV to say Cribs. That, then you deserve it. Yeah. Although we take some of your players.
They did for a time. For a time, there was a team in Baltimore.
Really?
When the Colts first left, they had a Canadian football
team.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Canada's got three championships.
Well, starting next season, they have a shot at a WNBA championship.
How about that?
Yeah, there you
in
go.
Theory, they have a shot. I can't wait to pick a name and a color scheme.
Yeah, really.
And a mascot.
All those things they got to do.
That'll be nice. Right now, it's just
you
Toronto.
For sure you figure for sure they're going to get a mascot.
Well.
Toronto's a blue. It's going to be some kind of blue.
If you're looking at what the Liberty have and how they're capitalizing on it, then I think if you jump in, you might want to jump in 10 toes down. But I could be wrong. But I feel like, if you want to jump in, jump in 10 toes in and, do it.
Yeah.
Us lay Americans here, what would we name a Canadian team, a new Canadian team? In Toronto. Excuse me. First of all, I got to say it right. Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto.
So what would it be? I don't know enough about that. I know it's a beautiful city. I know it's one of the cleanest ones in North America, period.
It could be something to do with the TV and film industry, like here.
No, it's not like Vancouver. Vancouver's the one.
Toronto's got a lot of
stuff.
Yeah,
it's got some stuff going on.
Got a lot of stuff
going on. I just wonder what you'd name that team. But anyway, as you work out the color scheme and the name and all that, what else got on your mind?
And the mascot.
And the mascot. What they going to call himself?
We don't know yet.
We haven't even got the.
They have no name, no color scheme, no definitive location in Toronto.
Yeah.
We have a plan and a dream, but I'm excited.
Speaking of dream, they're playing today 1 o'clock.
Today at 1 o'clock.
And the boy, with Jordan Canada is.
Yeah,
is
man. They talking about indefinitely for Jordan Canada and
broken finger.
Right finger injury. So we got three games. We saw. A nice bright spot of what they were waiting to get, and now we'll have to wait longer as she joins Ariel Power and Howard on the injury list. And Cheyenne Parkatayas is a question.
Whoa.
Yeah, I believe hamstring, I want to say. But Cheyenne Parkatayas is questionable coming off the bench.
Wow.
Which is crazy because I'm finally starting to see the vision of Cheyenne on the bench because you're really seeing what I think we're starting to see what Coach was seeing and putting Nia and Nas in more of a starting lineup and giving them more minutes. And I think Cheyenne is giving a more of a spark off the bench, especially with Ariel being out. So you were just starting to kind of see the vision for Cheyenne off the bench, and now you won't have Cheyenne either.
We hope she gets to play. We hope we get some at least more three-point shots. I mean, Coach T was pleased with the way they went to the inside last game. Goodness, you got to at least take some. You only had 6 attempts, and you turned the ball over 28 times.
Yeah, the turnovers have been the story of the season. So I kind of need them to get like Paul Westhead and kind of put the ball up as soon as you can. Just run and get the ball up and get as many shots as possible.
Your defense be damned, right? If you're going to do a Paul Westhead way.
I mean,
they have play defense, but I mean, 28
Turnovers, yeah. And a lot of the turnovers are self-inflicted. They're not really super defensive. So they got to clean up some of that. And I feel like Alicia missed a couple shots, close shots early, and she kind of went away from taking as many three probably usually would. So playing a Connecticut Sun, you might have to let him fly today, Big Leash.
Yeah, and as far as the next game that we have for you, Dream versus Vegas, that tip-off is Friday at 7:30. So if you can't get in front of a TV, we will have that game for you right here.
Whatever happened to that 100 grand?
That's a good question. Did we ever get any definitive question about
whatever happened
to the WNBA's investigation? I mean, because we know what Vegas has. They waiting on the WNBA to figure out what they're going to do.
It ain't going to be made public. We'll put it that way, because the IRS is always listening.
Well, I mean, you know.
They ain't going to make it public. They just won't. Would you want to know? Would you want people to know that somebody slipped you 100 grand?
They weren't slipping it to them. They were saying you play here and you're going to give something that people come to town to see in addition to other stuff here in Vegas. People will come to town to see this team. That's this championship
team. I didn't say illegally. I said just slip you 100 grand.
Just slip you 100
grand. IRS is going to give you, they're going to be looking at you.
Just slip you 100 grand.
Yeah. Just slip you 100 grand.
What Greg's saying is don't go on MTV Cribs if you know you behind on your taxes. That's what Greg's saying.
Thank you. If you got to wait for me to say that, then you deserve to get caught. You don't need to wait for me to say that. We are not done talking about Noelle's bucket list location. We asked this earlier in the show. We'll get back to it, though. But she let it be known that one of the places she'd like to go to is a Vikings game. Not because of the Vikings. She just wants to go up to Minnesota, have a day in Minneapolis, go to the Twin City. She ain't saying nothing about St. Paul. Got some stuff in St. Paul, so she might want to go up there.
Nice neighborhood stuff in St. Paul. You know, the Twin Cities.
You can go and walk across the Mississippi River.
That's true. You can spit in it.
That is true.
Well, up there.
You can walk across.
Wash your hands in it.
There you go.
Well, look at that.
All of that up there,
That get me all excited.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.